experiences from the past, bad memories. People have been cruel to you, they've hurt you, they've cheated you, they've dumped you in a relationship. They've given you such a hard time, your life has been a total mess up to this point. In order to deal with that, deal with it today. What you have to do is first of all acknowledge it. Any psychologist knows that going into denial doesn't help anybody. Acknowledge it. Write it down on a piece of paper. That's one of the best ways of acknowledging it. In detail, clearly, neatly. And the best piece of paper to use for the purpose is what's called toilet paper. It's the best thing to use for anything which is shitty. And that's what you're writing down, isn't it? All the shit of your life. So you write it down in detail. Once you finish writing it down in detail, you've got to read it. You know, to actually face up to it. Okay, yeah, this happened to me, that's really awful. But once you've written it down, once you've read it, what's the next thing you have to do? Take it to the place where toilet paper belongs. The loo. The toilet bowl. Put it in there. And press the button. And let it go. And as it disappears down that bend into the sewage system way down there, with it goes all your bad memories of the past. That's where the shit belongs. It gets recycled later on, but you know, in a form you never really know. And that way, you can let go of all the pain and the shit of your past. Do that. But if you do it, just know, only a couple of sheets at a time. Otherwise, all our toilets are going to be blocked in this place. With all the shit which you're carrying around. But you know, that actually works, because that's actually how to let go of the pain of the past. You know, it's okay, someone like me can go, I'll just let it go, come on, just it's the past, forget about it. Yeah, but you can't do that. So you need something physical to do. That's writing it down, acknowledging it, bringing it up, reading it, sort of acknowledging it. And the last thing, you need some sort of ceremony to let it go, to allow it to disappear. Just like you know that sometimes when people die, they have these balloons. And you know, you let the balloon go, and it soars up to heaven, because that's where you want your loved one to go to. And even though you know that it's just, you know, the atmosphere up there, nothing else, there's no heavenly beings up there, but in our culture, heaven is up there somewhere. So you let the balloon go, and it flies up there. And the psychological message is given to your brain is, oh, they're going to heaven, I'm letting go, I'm letting them go. It's a wonderful way of overcoming grief. Similarly, I've been to the crematoriums in Singapore. You know, there are some crematoriums in the West. I don't know if they have this in the United States. But you put the casket on this platform, and at the end of the ceremony, they commit the coffin. No,